Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council voted Wednesday night to further extend the disaster emergency declaration originally issued on March 18, 2020. While the city, state, and country moved towards reopening businesses and resuming certain activities, the council is expecting that the continued impact of COVID-19, including the public health risks, travel restrictions, and economic impacts, will be of a level that necessitates continuing the disaster declaration. The reason in choosing to continue the declaration is that the impacts will be of a severity and magnitude that's beyond the authority and capacity of the city of Kenai to provide an effective response without assistance. Before council could deliberate, Resolution 2021-34 was up for public comment, where one woman said,
"Everyone I know is completely finished, and the people that aren't finished are afraid."
Councilwoman Tia Winger expressed similar sentiment.
"I said the last time that I wouldn't be in favor of doing this, and I did vote one last time to extend this till after school had gotten out. I'm not in favor of extending further. I understand it's so that we would be eligible for financial compensation that would be coming down."
City Manager Paul Ostrander told council extending the declaration will extend the city moratorium on penalty and interest for water and sewer accounts and disconnect for non-payment for a period of 60 days after the expiration of the city's disaster declaration.
"Again, indications are right now that a city would not need an emergency declaration in place. And I will tell you, I didn't even include this in for consideration by council until the last minute, because I felt pretty clearly that council was not supportive of extending beyond the end of May. But because we were unable to tell council with absolute certainty that it wouldn't jeopardize future federal funding, I wanted to put it out here for your consideration. So it's a really long way of answering that at this point, I don't think it jeopardizes any federal funding, but further guidance is coming, potentially additional stimulus funding, and I could not tell you with certainty that some sort of declaration wouldn't be necessary for that."
Resolution 2021-34 passed with 5 yay votes and 2 nay votes. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration announced the designation of 27 Centers of Excellence for Domestic Maritime Workforce Training and Education. The Alaska Maritime Education Consortium, a partnership of the University of Alaska and the Alaska Technical Vocational Center, or AVTEC, is among a select group of the best maritime educational programs in the country to receive the designation. Department of Labor and Workforce Development Commissioner Dr. Tamika Ledbetter was quoted as saying, "The prestigious designation is designed to assist the maritime industry in preparing a well-trained workforce with more coastline than all the other United States combined, safely transporting passengers and freight or carrying out commercial fishing operations in Alaska waters requires well-qualified captains and crew members. The collaboration between the University of Alaska and AVTEC will help form pathways to good-paying jobs." University of Alaska Interim President Pat Pitney released a statement saying, "The designation, one of two awarded to a consortium, recognizes the quality maritime programs being offered to UA and AVTEC and our shared mission with the Department of Labor and Workforce Development to ensure Alaska has a skilled workforce. Our programs collectively reach every region in the state, and we value our partnership with AVTEC and are committed to increasing access to maritime career pathways and providing a workforce for this key economic sector to help bolster the state's economy, recovery, and growth." Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.